Let's begin on page 5. This is a very, very beautiful piece by Shankaracharya. Always study words of wisdom. With all of your capacity, act in accordance and perform the discipline of these words and following the systems of worship they enumerate. Make the worship of the Supreme Lord and don't allow your consciousness to contemplate adverse desires. Wipe all the dross of sin from your mind. Search for the faults in the pleasures of the world. Search your own soul for true knowledge, and very quickly try to renounce the attachments to your home. Maintain the association of true people. Take refuge with devotion in the Supreme Divinity, and with all your capacity try to befriend the universe, and very quickly renounce the fruits of your labors. Whenever possible, seek out the company of the true and knowledgeable people and serve the sandals of their lotus feet and ask from them even one letter of the knowledge of Brahman and listen to the great words of wisdom from the Vedas. Always contemplate the great words of wisdom, take refuge in the great words of wisdom, and stay far away from the bondages of the soul. Search for the real inner meanings of the texts of wisdom. I am one with God. Always maintain this attitude. Make renunciation of the many thoughts of the mind and leave the egotism of your body, and don't debate idle philosophies with intellectuals. Take the cure for the illness of uncontrolled desire. Serve your doctor as a beggar would serve a lord. Don't seek the associations of pleasure seekers or self-centered individuals. Remain contented with whatever you receive in a divine union, that which God has consented to give. Remain the same while undergoing all the pairs of opposites like hot and cold, pleasure and pain, and don't give expression to worthless speech. Carry yourself as a great renunciate. Don't look to get grace from other men, and don't seek to obtain something from men. Sit down in a quiet, conducive, and comfortable environment and contemplate the Supreme Divinity. Look into yourself with the fullness of consciousness and see the bondage of the gross world to the soul and reduce your necessity for action in the world. Don't allow your thoughts to be bound by karma. With the strength of wisdom, free your mind from bondage. Experience the fruits of your prarabdha karma, the actions performed in the past, the fruits of which are being experienced in the present. And after the past karma is complete, with an attitude of one mind, go to the realms of union with the highest divinity and remain there. Whoever will read these 5 verses and with a still consciousness every day contemplate the essence of these verses, for him or her, the great flames of bondage to objects and relationships and disruption to the soul's peace will be quickly eradicated. And thus ends the 5 verses in praise of spiritual discipline written by Shankaracharya in 700 AD.